Corn Congress is happening right now in Washington and a down day in the grain markets. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. Corn growers are warning that another year of negative returns is putting increasing financial pressure on farms across the country. The National Corn Growers Association says high input costs combined with low commodity prices continue to squeeze already thin profit margins. This week, about 200 corn growers are in Washington, D.C. for the organization's annual July Corn Congress and fly-in. They'll meet face-to-face with members of Congress and administration officials to explain the economic challenges impacting farm families and rural communities. According to Leslie McNitt, Vice President of Public Policy,
I think a lot of legislators want to be able to bring home wins for their constituents. And they recognize that agriculture and corn farming in particular and renewable energy are really important economic drivers in those rural communities. And so there's every reason in the world for Senate Democrats and Republicans to come together on this legislation and bring home a win for their constituents.
Growers are urging lawmakers to strengthen farm policy, expand market opportunities, support biofuels, and improve risk management tools that help producers weather difficult economic conditions.
What I'm hearing from farmers is that the input cost issues have really gained a lot of traction. That is just something that our organization has really been leading on.
NCGA leaders say these conversations are critical as policymakers consider decisions that will shape the future of American agriculture. For many growers, they say meaningful action is needed to help restore profitability and keep family farms financially sustainable.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms trying to develop here later this afternoon. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan farm forecast. Moisture coming out of Wisconsin and the western UP here this morning, tracking across Lake Michigan. I think midday and afternoon we start to see some scattered showers over central and western Michigan. And then we continue to see on again, off again moisture through the overnight up north. As a matter of fact, I can't rule out some strong to severe thunderstorm action in northern parts of lower Michigan and the far eastern UP as we move through sunrise tomorrow morning into tomorrow midday. The rest of the state just seeing some on again, off again clouds tomorrow. I won't rule out the odd shower from that, but it really looks like the best moisture is going to be developing farther south in parts of Indiana and Ohio. Dry everywhere for Sunday, a little bit cooler. I'm going to try and say pleasant. We'll see what dew points do to us on a Sunday. And then next week, Monday starts with good sunshine before clouds increase. Showers and thunderstorms coming overnight Monday night, right on through Tuesday. And that's where we could see some moderate to heavy rain, anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches across 100% of Michigan. Behind that moisture may linger into Wednesday morning to midday, but behind it we turn much cooler. Canadian air sagging southward, kind of refreshing for a few days, and then temperatures start to moderate and warm up again toward the end of the week and weekend. However, in that warming, I don't see a lot of moisture for the entire state of Michigan, maybe just some UP action the weekend of the 25th and 26th. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
We'll have your official closing grain and livestock settlements in just a few moments, but first let's dive into the market fundamentals behind today's price movement. It was a sweeping down day across the agricultural boards as corn, soybeans, and wheat all closed in the red, pressured by moderate losses across all major contracts. Here's Andy Eubank along with Angie Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting for a closer look.
Markets sold off with wheat finally coming around to work the lower side for the most part. And Angie, that's probably not much of a surprise given a very strong rally yesterday, especially in wheat.
Yeah, I always say you can't build a house of cards straight up. So to have a little bit of a consolidation moment in grains when they move higher is I think, better, than not, though it is a little bit of a one of those things where it's a gut check when you do move higher like we have. And we did set, you know, new highs for the move overnight. We had September wheat trade up to where it was within 2 cents of $7 on the board there. And so we're about 25 cents off the high on the September contract today. But again, we got a little too far out over our skis. There's a lot of uncertainty still as to what this all means with everything going on in the Black Sea and the situation between Russia and Ukraine. I do think it continues and creates some problems when it comes to accessing supply in the year ahead. But we can't spend all of our money on the rally in one place. We definitely need to take a break every now and again and reassess what is exactly going on.
As far as what's going on in weather, update us on the latest models. We've certainly seen some back and forth in models shifting and a corresponding move in the corn and bean markets too, it seems.
Yeah, we definitely are seeing signs of a cooling trend coming into the extended forecast, or at the very least beyond the 5-day. You know, we had seen this and it's rolled forward pretty well or pretty clearly. You know, you've seen the models stay somewhat consistent in their set of beliefs. You know, most of the heat that we have really kind of lasts through the weekend and then moves on.
And that was Angie Center with Conscious Ag Consulting. September corn slipped 6 cents on the session, closing at 441.5. December corn also saw losses, dropping 5.5 cents to finish the day at 464 even. August beans gave back some ground today, down 7.25 cents, ending at 1195 even. September soybeans followed suit, shedding an even 7 cents to close at 1185.25. September wheat joined the downward trend, dipping 2.75 cents to finish at 674.75. Shifting over to the livestock side, the red ink spilled into the barns as well. August live cattle took a sharp hit, sliding $3.05 to settle at 227.07. And August lean hogs also moved lower, dropping 5 cents to close at $100.27. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.